Secret Service described him as safe. He did not. He was taken right afterward to a very nearby hospital here, and he did not stay very long and returned back to his home in Bedminster.
Now, are we expecting him to speak still at the RNC, which is going to start tomorrow?
Yes, the RNC and the campaign have announced that that is all proceeding as planned. Trump will be formally nominated tomorrow. He will give his acceptance speech on Thursday. Obviously, everything, so that's still going to happen, but everything is going to be different after this.
Yeah, and what more can we expect at the RNC? Is the political rhetoric going to be change extremely after this event?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm sure that they're ripping up the speech and starting over. But you know, I think there was a lot of Trump allies and Republicans were rushing to blame Biden and Democrats for rhetoric leading to this, even before knowing anything about the shooter. And as we learn more about, we now have a name, but still don't know very much about motive. So, you know, we're going to have to see if people use this as an opportunity to try to take the temperature down or to continue to ratchet it up. I mean, we are the statements from Trump himself so far have been gracious and calling for unity.
And just speaking about the suspect, investigators are now at the home of Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park. Do we know anything more about Crooks this morning?
Not really. So he's a man from the area, 20 years old, has a Republican voter registration, but also small campaign contributions to Democratic-aligned groups. I saw some reporting that they made contact with his father, and he wanted to talk to authorities first. You know, there's the questions about the former president's conditions. There's questions about the shooter and his motives, and there are questions about the security, you know, how this was, how the Secret Service wasn't able to prevent this.